I'll Be Watching You by Andrea Kane. Read by Kathleen McNeeney. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. Saturday, September 14th, 2:35 p.m., West 72nd Street, New York City. It had been a day from hell. 4 hours in Dellinger Academy's conference room, 2 5-minute bathroom breaks, 3 sets of hostile parents in total denial, and another one of Taylor's precious Saturdays wasted by an elite private school administration that didn't want to rock the boat. All the parties involved were so caught up in their own agendas, they seemed to forget that at the center of this storm were 3 17-year-old kids about to implode. As a counselor, Taylor had tried desperately to speak for the teens. She knew their fears, fear of failure, of inadequacy, of letting down their parents, fear of growing up. Didn't anyone remember how traumatic that transition was? Apparently not, because today's scenario had been as maddening and familiar as always. After doing her tactful, psychological dance for half a day and getting nowhere fast, Taylor left the boardroom at the close of the meeting, frustrated, worried, and with a splitting headache. By the time she got home and blew through the lobby of her apartment building, she was counting her blessings that her roommate, her cousin Stephanie, was en route to the Hamptons. Taylor had the place to herself. All she wanted was a hot bath, 2 extra-strength Excedrin, and a long nap. The last thing she expected, or needed, was to find Gordon Mallory in her living room, as comfortable as if he owned the place. She stopped dead in her tracks when she saw him, wishing she wasn't already halfway to her bedroom and in full view. If she just realized he and Steph were still at the apartment, she would have retraced her steps.